Big changes take persistence and time. Just ask Dr. Juan Parra. He's a San Antonio pediatrician, and he advocates for laws to improve child safety.
You could have what looks like a very good piece of legislation or recommendation, but if a committee looks at it and doesn't come out of a committee, it may never even get to the floor to even be debated or certainly voted on.
Dr. Potter serves on the state's Child Fatality Review Team Committee. That's a diverse group of professionals who volunteer their time to study child deaths in Texas. Each year, they publish a report and they recommend changes the state could make to save lives. But the recommendations rarely become law. For example, last legislative session, the committee called for a ban on the use of wireless devices while driving. The legislature passed a narrower ban on texting while driving, but Governor Rick Perry vetoed the bill, calling it a government effort to micromanage the behavior of adults. Potter was undeterred this year and had no qualms about issuing the recommendation again.
If you just get narrow focus, you just sort of lose that momentum, and you lose that education that you can do that includes those legislators to make them aware that it's just not texting that's the problem, but it's using wireless communication devices.
Democratic State Senator Letitia Van Depute helped create the Child Fatality Review Team Committee almost two decades ago.
We can't act until we know what causes injury and death to our children. The reports and the whole idea of the Child Fatality Review Teams was so that we would know how to keep our children alive.
Van Depute hopes to see the texting ban reemerge in the next legislative session.
It reminds me of the first legislation that required seatbelts. Texas was one of the last few states to enact it because, you know, we didn't want a nanny government and we didn't want folks telling us what to do. But we all pay the price when people drive recklessly or take chances.
More than three quarters of states have already outlawed texting while driving, and some Texas cities have too, including Austin. The ban also has the support of the Texas Pediatric Society. The organization's Carrie Kroll remembers how it took three legislative sessions to raise age and size requirements for car safety seats in Texas up to national standards.
We got slowed down legislatively the first session because people really wanted more Texas data. What was really happening? Were these kids really getting hurt? And so we had to go back to the drawing board, and DPS did a study of what the actual injuries were. And indeed, kids were getting hurt. And so once we compiled all that data and showed legislators that it was, in fact, an issue, then it was just about how do we make this a popular enough topic that people are willing to pass it.
Governor Perry's spokesperson, Lucy Nashed, says the governor's office is reviewing the committee's current report. She says Perry will thoroughly consider any new proposals legislators send him next session.
We are always working with them to, you know, identify priorities and, you know, see what the state could be doing better. And child welfare and child health is obviously, you know, a big priority.
As the new session gets underway in January, lawmakers will once again have the chance to act on the committee's recommendations. And this year, they'll have at least one new idea to bat around. For the first time, the committee has recommended making it a crime to have any alcohol in your system when driving with a child in the car. Margaret Nicholas, KUT News.